Lindsay, welcome to Beyond the Numbers Season 1. I am excited for this conversation, and I know, or just from the little bits that I've seen in your bio, I think that we are going to become fast friends because I see a lot of things in common. So, to kick off, can you quickly introduce yourself for our subscribers? Tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me. I am Lindsay Parajean. For those of you who don't know me, I am a very busy Florida-based mom. I am a hobby homesteader and a recovering workaholic. My mission is truly to bring clarity to the chaos of life and business because we are all busy and often very overwhelmed. So I focus on helping multi-passionate service providers stop overthinking, finally launch their ideas, and start scaling, best of all, without booking more clients.
I am what I would call a hobby homesteader too. So I love that. So we are talking all things back-end systems, automations, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say because I feel like we got two kind of streams of thought that I see show up because, a lot of people come to me and we're working through the overwhelm. That's kind of the whole point of this summit, right? Is we either don't have anything in place because it feels too overwhelming or that we get way too complicated and detailed. So, what did you put in place when it comes to automations for the lead gen part so that people aren't falling through the cracks and you're not having to spend all that time working and trying to remember all the things, but then, of course, still keeping up with people.
You are absolutely right. Simplicity is definitely key. And if you are somebody that gets overwhelmed by systems, I mean, I love them, but not everybody does. So if you're somebody that gets overwhelmed by systems, the key is to keep it super simple. And putting those things into place really can make a huge difference for your business. I know that for myself and for a number of the people I've worked with, it really helps to reduce your stress. It can improve your mental health, and it can also improve your lead and client communication and have something super streamlined that comes off super professional. It helps so much with client retention, which that is what we need to run our businesses and to keep them running efficiently. And this can allow you to have the time to step away, to focus on your family, to deal with life when life happens. I know I told you that I got in a car accident recently, so I've been dealing with all the aftermath of that. And having some things in place can really help things not slip through the cracks. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty about how to actually do this and do it in a way that is simple, that is not going to take up all your time, especially if you're super busy. So, one of the best ways that you can do this is as you are going through the process of someone contacting you and starting this map out of your actual systems, open a note in your phone or wherever you like to keep your information and really just as step by step, as you go through the process, just write down what you're doing very quickly, very succinctly. Like, here's what happened. And if you have an email that you continue to send repetitively, after you've gone through that process and you've really had a chance to map out your whole thing from start to finish, from the initial communication all the way through client onboarding, then you are going to want to actually start to create templates based on that map, that roadmap that you've created, those things that you do repetitively, the emails that you send consistently, the proposals, the different templates that you're going to need. This can be email responses, reminders, documents, case studies, various proposals that you might send. And you're going to want to start to create templates for those. And for the sake of simplicity, those templates can be wherever is convenient for you. That can be the Notes app on your phone. It can be in a Google Doc. You can set up templates in Gmail. Super fun hack. You can also set these up in your project management tools or your CRM, wherever is going to be the most convenient. Something to think about, though, if you are somebody that tries to do a lot of this on the go, you're going to want that to be super accessible wherever you are. So managing our leads can be one of the most overwhelming parts of the process, because when does talking to a person actually turn into like an actual lead? So there's two different ways you can approach this. You can put everybody into your CRM from the moment you start talking to them and kind of customize your workflow process in your CRM. So that way it walks you through the steps of first contact all the way through to hopefully becoming your actual client and onboarding them. Or you can design it to where they become a lead when they are inquiring officially about your services. So for me personally, thanks to being a little all over the place, thank you ADHD, I find tracking people from the moment of contact to be incredibly overwhelming. So what I typically do is, and this works for a lot of multi-passionate ADHD type of entrepreneurs or just busy ones, because I know that trying to track every person in a spreadsheet can make you feel like your brain's about to explode. So typically, contacting people for me takes place in one of two places. Usually that happens in my Instagram DMs, or it happens in my email inbox. So if somebody is contacting me through my DMs or my email, unless they're specifically inquiring about working with me or my services, they will stay there. And I will just follow up organically and talk to them as a person, because I am not a super salesy, pushy person, and I don't want to put people off. So I love to just have normal conversations with people. If they officially inquire about my services, if I have offered them a service to help them with a problem that they've talked about with me in normal conversation, then I will put them into my CRM and they will go into an official process. So that is how I approach general like lead generation conversations with potential leads. However, if you have set up an automation within your CRM project management tool, it's super helpful. You have a contact form set up. People reach out through the contact form. Typically, when people do that, they are inquiring about your services. They want to potentially work with you. Those people, it is automated. When the form comes through, they are automatically entered into my CRM and enter a process and a workflow to keep up with those leads and nurture those leads, and hopefully get the opportunity to have a discovery call with them, see if it's a good fit, and go through the process if it is. Ultimately, the key to having a lead generation process that works for you and your busy life is mapping it out, customizing it to you, letting it be something that is not overwhelming, and making sure that you have those templates set up so it's fast and it's easy to keep up with all those people and they don't fall through the cracks. Your business is able to grow without you feeling overwhelmed and burnt out and not knowing how to keep up with it all. on a day-to-day basis when you're busy with just trying to live life. If you need the little extra push to get your systems organized or to set up your HoneyBook automations or other automations for your preferred tool, but you just need a little extra guidance, I have a guide to essential HoneyBook automations that will save you hours, and you can find those inside my exclusive freebie hub. I have a hub that I've created that have all my free resources in one place, super easy peasy convenient, and you can snag that. I would also love it if I would get a chance to connect with you more over on either Instagram or TikTok. Super easy. You can find me at Marketing and Margaritas. I just wanted to say, Amy, thank you so much again for having me. I have loved being a part of your summit. And to those of you who are listening, I hope I was able to help inspire you just a little bit to look at your systems, put some in place, but also in a way that keeps it super easy and simple and makes your business just that much easier, because that's what we all want. We want simplicity, revenue, and we want to be able to have a life. We all want to be able to have a little bit of life left to live at the end of the day and not just be drowning in tasks and emails. So thank you all. I hope to catch you over on social, Marketing and Margaritas.
Your action step / reflection for this session. What's your number one frustration with your current lead generation or client management process? Where do things get stuck currently? If you don't know, then start with Lindsay's recommendation and write it out simply by setting the intention of looking where things can be improved, where they're stuck, where we can make space to do better. You're going to be in that space, that mindset to actually find the solutions. Now, you're building systems to create more ease, but if it still feels heavy, you're not alone. The truth is, your systems only work when your mindset and emotions are on board too. I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where we bring the strategy, mindset, and emotion all together so you can finally feel grounded, clear, and in control. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycirca.com/unstoppable.